Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Blake McBride. Batting second. The left fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. And now, play ball. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Swisher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing takes first base on ball four. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first, with Denny covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Simmons to Tyson and they have Monday trapped. The throw over to Fairley, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fairley moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sparing. Fairley scores. Sizemore moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Reitz moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0 for 1 in the game. Denny bunts towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Reitz moves to third. Tyson moves to second. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reitz scores. Tyson scores. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Willie Davis now playing right field. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. Heiser moves to third. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Tyson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing right field. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tyson hits a line drive towards third. Sparing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Trillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sparing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Sizemore covering, for the out. Sparing moves to second. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. George Mitterwald now catching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Freiling now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fairley strikes out. One out. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Simmons moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reitz is walked intentionally. Lou Brock pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Brock reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Sizemore scores. Reitz moves to third. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reitz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Cardinals. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mario Guerrero now playing shortstop. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Paul Ruchel. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardinal moves to third. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.